Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Jody Campici, National Cotton Council Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
It's been a tough few years for the U.S. cotton industry. Market prices are struggling as world cotton demand has fallen by 3.8 million bales since 2018, while export competition has increased as Brazil continues to expand cotton acreage. Brazil has now surpassed the U.S. as the world's largest cotton exporter. In addition, cotton continues to face strong competition from man-made fibers. Many U.S. growers suffered deep losses in 2023 and 2024, with USDA data indicating combined losses of more than $300 per acre over the 2 years, or $2.5 billion in total. Since the 2018 Farm Bill was passed, cotton production costs are up by 27%, with input prices up for most major categories. Over the last few years, growers across the Cotton Belt have been severely impacted by weather issues. In 2024, cotton prices dropped by 12% between planting and harvest. The financial situation of U.S. cotton growers continues to deteriorate as the Farm Bill safety net and current market prices have been well below production costs for the last 2 years. Unfortunately, the current seed cotton reference price does not provide an adequate safety net for cotton growers. With current deliberations underway for economic assistance, disaster assistance, as well as the 2024 Farm Bill, the importance of a strong safety net cannot be overstated. Congress must act before year's end to both address the immediate economic needs as well as strengthen farm policy for the years ahead. Without new assistance, some farmers will not be able to secure operating credit for the 2025 crop.